Jelly donut. Jelly donut.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Bishop sent a message right on the intro, so that's going to be on the show.
Good. You got on the show this week, Bishop. You got on the show.
Well, he says, here's hoping the show isn't shit this week.
Wow.
Fuck you. Here's hoping B-Shaps isn't Jewish this week.
Fuck you, B-Shaps. I didn't think we had a shit show last week, did
actually,
we?
No, actually.
Last four shows have been great.
I have to say, when we're doing it, I'm like, yeah, this probably wasn't that great. I re-listen. Socks on the Beach, I was laughing the whole time.
It's funny.
I was laughing out loud. So.
Well, I'm glad you're a fan of
I'm a fan of me. I know that much.
That's right.
Donut. Excellent.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. You can listen to the show live on Sundays. Check the Facebook to see what time we're doing it, because we're mixing things up a little bit. And you can download the show every Monday and Thursday. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
I can't get up because your boots are too heavy.
And Steve, number one.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
That's it?
That's it. So it's going to be
small show today.
Yeah, good.
Nice, tight, intimate.
Still big, though.
In fact, I want to shut this light off.
Small show, but we still are almost 1,000 pounds between the three of us.
Yeah.
I like that better.
It sets the mood.
That's nice.
I like it.
Little lights out show.
Mmm, creamy.
Romantic.
Mmm, barfy.
So.
Matt was bitching about video games.
Yeah.
Surprise.
And mind you, video games that I don't even play.
Yeah, he definitely does.
I know. Well, I haven't played. You were bitching about the wrestling video games. I haven't played one of those in, wow, I don't even know.
I played one maybe a year or two ago with my cousins for about a half hour. They asked me to play.
I pay attention to them. Like, yeah. When they come out, I'll watch the videos of them just to see the graphics. And they are getting pretty good.
The graphics are crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy
well,
good.
We thought that PS2 was crazy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But like realistically, like, yeah, they're getting really, really good.
Depending on the wrestler.
I'd still rather play WrestleFest. That to me is the best.
Yeah.
Nothing will beat WrestleFest.
Absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned. The most fun. Mm-hmm. Well, it still looks good.
They tried to re-release it. Well, they did re-release it on
iPhones or whatever,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And just wasn't as good.
The gameplay was a little bit... It was fun. It was, you know, there's only so much you could do, but, you know, now it's all about how it looks.
There's something charismatic about it.
It's all about how it looks, but the gameplay is always more important.
Yeah.
Sorry. It just is.
Yeah. It's pretty simple.
You know?
But, yeah. So, this newest... So, what are we up to? 2K15?
Yeah. The games... For the most part, I guess they're fun for people who just like wrestling games. I've never really liked wrestling games. Like, I want something that's like more like wrestling and not like just, oh my god, I can do my finisher like anytime I want.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you can have six angles of it, you know, at the
exactly.
same time.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, I can see Orton's ball bag in every fucking angle of the
you
Orton.
Have to.
Nice.
They make sure to get his character perfectly. But he is an example. If you look at that character and how they designed it, it might as well just be him.
Yeah.
And I was just saying before that, like, there's just these inconsistencies with the parts of the game that are pretty much concrete. They're, you know, anybody who watches the product could tell you, wow, that's not right. Mm. It just doesn't make any sense. Very frustrating.
The product.
Yeah, I know. I'm all,
anybody from the WWE Universe?
It's what's best for business.
That's right. So what are you talking about as far as inconsistencies? He asked knowingly.
Yeah. For example, I saw a clip of Corporate Kane coming to the ring. And
dun.
Typically anybody who knows Kane... knows that he's weighed 323 pounds for like the last
320 years.
Yeah, for the last like 12 years of his career. Fine, that's there, right? But then they say he's from parts unknown.
Sure.
Okay, if you watch wrestling on TV, they don't say where Kane is from.
That's Trenton, right?
Trenton, no, it's Newark. It's suburb of Newark.
Yeah. If you've never been there, go give it a shot.
Yeah, they don't say. Like, but here's another interesting thing. Shawn Michaels and JBL on their last run for wrestling, they did not have a weight announced. It was just really? For where they were from. It was from San Antonio, Texas, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. No weight for his whole run. And for some reason, the same thing with JBL. Don't know why. Wow. But that's what they did on TV, and that's what they should do in the game. In the game, I'm pretty sure they announced their weights. Mm.
Do you know what I was watching, which I actually forgot about, but was really good, was when he did the Blackjacks.
Yes.
With Wyndham.
Yes.
That was a badass tag team.
It was.
I'm surprised that didn't take off.
You know what? It's because Wyndham was too old.
He looked great, though. They both did.
He didn't look bad.
Oh, no. They were just, I mean, they had, like, you know, dad bods. But, you know, they were just.
Dad bods.
I half the time can't tell the difference between them.
Yeah.
They both had the black handlebar mustaches, mm-hmm. black hair, and they were just fucking awesome. They just, like, tore shit up.
Yeah, JBL's character went through massive, massive changes over the years. I mean, he is completely not what he was, but he's still who he was. It's just very strange.
Yeah. So. And it's funny that he's the heel announcer.
Yeah.
But, like, he came in to beat up the Legion of Doom ripoff? I keep forgetting their name.
The Ascension?
Yeah, the Ascension.
Yeah.
When all the old-timers came out to beat the shit out of him.
Yes.
And he came out to do the big clothesline from hell. And yeah, he got a huge pop.
Yeah.
So people like him, but they accept him as a heel commentator. I don't know.
Yeah, he's not. It's a little weird. But the thing is, he's not consistently a heel commentator, which is very annoying.
Nobody is. Nobody's consistent in anything. That's the worst part of wrestling. There's zero consistency. They will do something and build it up and then just kill it.
Wow.
Like Michael Cole and the King. And then it just died and that was it.
That was it. As soon as they had their WrestleMania
Michael Cole stopped being a heel.
It was over.
Yeah. You know, like, come on.
Oh yeah, what happened to that whole he was getting emails from all that and they nothing. Just stopped.
The general manager?
Yeah.
That was funny.
They brought that back about less than a year ago for a little while.
Yeah. Who was supposedly. It?
I don't know if they ever revealed it.
I don't
it.
Think they ever
I don't watch it
there was enough. No payoff.
No. There was zero. That was the point. There was no
I think they're
money
still,
shot.
I think they're still like planning to do that at some point.
Yeah, well it's over now. It's not interesting anymore. It's already been done, you know?
Yeah.
Like they never seize the moment with everything. They just kinda have this ADD about storylines and character, like, development, you know? Yeah. It just hits a wall and then, all right, well, we're just going to drop that.
I mean, see ya.
Yeah.
We love that's Lana.
That's why I just don't watch it.
Nah.
We love Lana.
So wrestling is gay.
Yeah. But
I want to ask you about the Pixie show.
Oh, yes.
Last night in Asbury.
That thing.
I got to say, I don't know if it was just your phone, but the one angle, you looked like you were, like, on top of the stage. Did you were able to get that close?
Oh, that wasn't my picture. I stole it.
Oh, okay. Well, you had two of them. You had
one
in the dark where he was with the, I don't know the guy's name, with the acoustic guitar, the vocalist.
No, I was up there, but I was just like, I don't like it when people like reach up and there were so many people taking pictures.
I know.
I just like, I went onto Instagram and I just found a picture. I mean, I was right there, but I was like, oh, that's a good picture. So I put that up.
Yeah.
It was from the same show. It was... Like, the guy was, like, you know, probably 20 feet from me.
Yeah.
But I was just like, it's a lot easier than being the douche.
I'm just going to live vicariously.
Exactly.
That's funny because you fooled me. I would have never known.
Yeah. But the fun thing about those outside, this was for those of you listening.
Oh, on the summer stage, right?
It was the summer stage. It was outside of the Stone Pony. And
did Bruce show up? Was Bruce there?
Of course.
Bruce, he's always there.
Every Stone Pony show, Bruce comes out
hiding,
at the end.
Hiding in those, like, palm trees in the back.
That Avenue. Freeze down. Where's my mind?
It's interesting that Steve mentioned to Derek that how close he got to the stage, but I actually performed there.
Oh, yeah. Matt definitely did years ago.
So did Jake the Snake Roberts.
last week. Wearing a t-shirt the whole time.
Against, what company was against that? Against Janela.
That was JCW, baby.
Oh, they did Stump
Hard? Yeah, well, they did Skate and Surf. Skate and Surf.
That thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go away, Zit Face.
About 15 years ago,
I'm
wrestled
stuck in the chair.
But I have nowhere to go.
Yes, Matt did wrestle there. And by wrestle, he got his ass kicked by this guy named Green Dragon.
Yeah, is the snack bar match. Still open? Yeah.
It was an even match. It was quick, though.
Yeah. Well, they do it outside.
Yeah.
It's a big...
Yeah, it's a decent size area.
Yeah, it's a big stage.
The pony itself, for anybody that's never been in it, is minuscule.
It's like the size of the room.
It's not much bigger than
right
this
here.
Room, which is like 12 by 10.
And the ceiling is lower.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Yeah, you definitely lucked out. I mean, great weather and shit. That's always, that's always a plus.
It was actually a little chilly. I was so tempted to buy a hoodie just to put it on, which a lot of people were doing because I saw a lot of people with Stone Pony hoodies. And you know that they're not just like, hey, let's support the Stone Pony. They were like, it's fucking cold.
We're right by the water. Wow, it's like 10 degrees cooler than inland. So we're going to wear this now.
Did you say they were selling chili?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a good show. Yeah, I'm glad I went there.
Yeah.
And I was going to say something before you cut me off saying you wrestled there. I don't remember.
Of course.
It was like I left like right before their encore. I left because I
do the same thing. I like to beat the rush. Enough.
But I heard the end of the show from my car.
Yeah.
Nice.
Perfectly.
Oh, absolutely.
Perfectly. Actually, I let me see if I can.
Whoops.
Oh, you know what? It's probably on here.
Oh,
I recorded myself because I wanted to see because I could hear it, but I just put my camera on and recorded myself walking away from the show.
So we're going to hear like...
yeah, exactly.
Clump, clump, clump. And then like... like some music. I shouldn't have had that hamburger before I left.
Let's see.
That's his heart.
Yeah. So this is like in the parking lot. They can hear it.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So I just sat in my car for the last two songs and listened, and I just drove away.
Bam, bam. Bye. You know, I do the same thing, though. Mostly because I want to... Well, usually when I go to like a venue... And I just want to beat the crowd. Like I went to Motley.
You just
want
to get to the next bar.
I went to Motley Crue last summer. Well, yeah, I wanted to leave and go.
Well,
get
Motley Crue, my God!
But that was at PNC Arts Center, which is a huge outdoor.
Did you run into Willie Lubin?
No, actually, I don't think he went.
No.
If he did, I didn't see him. Hmm. I mean, it was packed, and I was like, "Let's," you know, and I'm like, "I hate to be that guy, but like, I want to beat the crowd. Like, I don't want to be stuck in the parking lot for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't want to be like, it's just something." Something I just grown to dislike about going to concerts. So I always
I never like. I accept that as part of it.
Yeah,
if you
want to
see the whole show, you gotta deal with the the flow.
Once I hear about 80%, I'm like, oh, I'm good.
80%.
I was here. I got to see it. I'm good. You know.
There is that sort of. Like, what if something happens at the end?
It never does.
What if Bruce comes out?
What if Sting shows up?
No, but
you
seriously.
Pick which one.
What if Bono gets helicoptered into the stage?
But seriously, the Bruce thing is like, if you live locally, which people, whatever. But like, so the media outlets, like Asbury Park Press is the local big newspaper. And it's like, anytime they mention Asbury, they have to mention fucking Bruce Springsteen. Like, guess what?
Man.
More music comes out of there. Like, today he was in they had a thing about
like
him.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, same thing with Bon Jovi. Like, we get it. They're Hall of Fame. They're huge. Whether you like them or not, they're iconic artists. I'm not taking that away from him. He's not the only fucking person that was there.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned the Asbury Park Press because I have been in the Asbury Park Press for wrestling numerous times.
Yeah, on two pages.
Well.
Wait, Steve was here for
that
joke.
Mean?
Yeah, Steve would take that joke and run with it.
On multiple pages. On the pop-out section.
I got to process that. Fat fuck.
No, I miss him.
Let's make fun of him. He's not here.
He's a loser.
But like, any local...
It sounds like Master Shake is singing.
Master Shake. I wish I could do his voice.
I cannot duplicate that voice.
That guy...
Whoever that does that is fucking... That guy
the guy who does it?
No, I don't know.
Oh, he's weird looking. He's got big, thick glasses.
What's his name?
Let me look him up.
Look it up.
There's Malero is one of the creators. Some guy, Dave Willis.
Malaria?
Malero, I think his name is. M-A-I. Those are the two creators, and they do probably the bulk of the voices, but there's a few more. Oh, man.
Oh, Dana Snyder.
Oh, that's it. That's it, right.
Yeah, that's in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy.
He looks like a voice actor.
I love that guy.
But he's one of those guys, anytime he does a voice, you can tell. Because like,
he does Squidbillies. He does the grandma.
Yep.
The fat grandma. Like, I don't watch it too much, but I'm somewhat familiar with it. That's actually a pretty funny show, too.
Never watched it.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I mean, I saw bits and pieces, but
does Frank Welker do any voices on this?
No, he doesn't.
No, oddly enough.
But back to Bruce and Asbury.
That was like one of the
shit.
One thing. Yeah, if there's any sort of event going on between like Red Bank and Asbury or anywhere in between,
yeah,
it's always gonna be like, oh, and Bruce might show up.
Yeah,
he might be there.
Or just,
Bruce might
they be just there. Have to be mentioned. Like, no,
yeah.
Guess what? Like, maybe not huge. Like Asbury gets big acts, but like it has a thriving underground scene, especially to go to Asbury Lanes. That's like that sort of. I mean, it's kind of hipster, but it's always had that punk rock indie. Underground metal, rockabilly or psychobilly acts always come through, and it's like they barely get a mention. They might get featured in the paper that Friday when the show is.
Yeah,
but like it's like they acknowledge that there's a music scene, but they don't acknowledge anybody but him. Like,
well,
fuck him.
I read the Aquarian.
Yeah. That's I guess what you have to go to for your music.
Bro. Yeah, you know, basically.
I looked at it. What right there? Bruce Springsteen might show up.
I mean, I just can't get only song I like from him is Dancing in the Dark. It's a great fucking
Streets
song.
Streets Philadelphia.
Fuck that song, too.
I like that.
And you know else why I hate him? Is because I used to work at Wegmans.
Oh.
Fuck Wegmans, by the way. But when they would always, for Christmas, play Christmas music, and they always played his...
Santa Claus is coming to town.
No, you sound infinitely better than he does. He sounds like he's dying. That is the worst.
Hey, what do you want for Christmas?
That is the worst song ever recorded in human history.
Yeah, like 101.5. 101.5 is obsessed with Bruce. They play like every possible Bruce song they can over the weekend. But like every now and then they'll do a contest where there'll be tickets for some random thing that's going on, and like they'll make it real easy. Be like, all right, name 5 Bruce Springsteen songs in 10 seconds.
Yeah, anybody can. Even I can.
And I'll be like, Santa Claus is coming to town.
And if you walk down the street,
Avenue freeze out.
All you gotta do is name his albums.
Yeah.
The River.
Yeah.
Born to Run.
Yeah.
Born in the USA.
Yeah. If you walk
Nebraska.
Down the street in the middle of winter, went like Bruce, people be like, where? He's here? You know, like it's just fucking. It's just annoying. I don't know. Maybe I'm just looking into it.
B-Shap says, never been to Asbury, but I've seen a few shows at Starland in Sayreville. That does not count.
That's not even close.
Like 30 miles away.
Yeah,
well, I remember
more.
When Starland
he's talking
was
about Bon Jovi.
The Hunka Bunka Ballroom.
Bon Jovi's from Sayreville, so maybe that was his connection.
Oh, that's true. Bon Jovi's from Sayreville.
That guy.
100% from Sayreville.
Yeah, and he has a restaurant, which I think I still have a gift certificate to.
Oh, the Soul,
remember
Soul
that?
Kitchen?
The House of Soul or whatever
it
is?
Yeah,
Soul Kitchen.
Do you remember when we went there for...
Did I go?
When we did the St. Patrick's Day. We didn't go to the restaurant.
Oh.
You went to the St. Patrick's Day gig, right?
Yes.
When we had the shirts?
Yes.
And then the woman was just, she was like from the restaurant.
Yes.
And she's telling us all about it and all this. And she gives us
yes.
Well, she gives me a $50 gift certificate after explaining what the Soul Kitchen is, which is a restaurant where you go in and you pay
whatever you
want.
Whatever you can afford.
And if you can't pay,
you can wash
then you
dishes
can go wash dishes.
Yeah, or you
something.
Like do some community activity, like you help with a painting like some poor person's like house or
but
some
I'm just
shit.
Like, you know? So what is this then? It's a $50 gift certificate.
You're going to eat a lot of food there.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't get it at all.
Yeah. How do you give a gift certificate to a place that is based on charity?
Exactly.
Because the guy that runs it's got so much money, he doesn't care if it's a loss. It's a tax write-off.
Here's my charity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay anything. Here's a piece of paper that says I paid
$50. That's a woman gave me.
They're like, oh, this isn't real, sir.
And she said that we should come as a show and that that she would get John to come and meet us. And I was like,
no,
I said, that is not going to happen.
First of all, it's not going to happen. Second of all, you should definitely bring up that clip where Steve made fun of him.
I would definitely ask him about my Jovi.
You?
No, other Steve.
No, you. You sat there. You said he hoped he got in a car wreck and his kids died or something like that.
Wait, what?
I never said that.
What? I don't remember that.
With the My Jovi guy.
No, that was Rogers, I think.
No, that was
no,
you.
Rogers
that was
said that.
You.
No, Rogers made the gay references.
Yes.
Yes.
He's like, oh, I like it with dark chocolate cum.
Yeah. But then this guy here, this Steve.
Oh, wow.
You said,
that.
You're like, I hope he's driving home and he gets in a huge car accident and his kids die or
I'm
something.
I'm sorry,
like
John. I'm sorry to you. I'm sorry to your fans. I'm sorry. Please believe me.
I'm sorry to the boss. Please believe me.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
I just listened to that recently, too. But
bring
I probably,
that up.
I probably
bring that up.
Yeah, all right. Let's just play our old
show. Go to the producer. Bring the clips up, please.
No, I probably did. That's just for
play
the shtick.
Sound.
I remember you saying something about him getting into a car wreck.
Yeah, it's for the shtick.
I don't remember that.
You don't?
Because I don't even hate him that much.
Not anymore.
I don't hate any of these people.
You should.
They just annoy me when.
Well, that's what I mean. I use hate as a word, but yeah, the Bruce thing though. There's some truth to that for me. Like every time I open a fucking APP, I don't want to hear Bruce. Like, all right, dude, enough. We get it. He's like 70 and he's been around forever and he's probably gonna live forever.
Matt needs a soda. I thought he was going for the water.
He literally can't even get up.
I know he can't. He can't.
What do you want?
No,
what do you want?
Steve is. Oh my God!
I really thought he couldn't move.
I don't think he can. Steve like reached over to hand him the soda. Matt, it was like 2 inches from his hand.
It was like Adam touching the hand of God.
It was Matt grabbing soda.
I was trying to play it off like I couldn't make the tag.
I know.
Dude, we gotta Photoshop that. Have you as Adam laying there loafing and me as God trying to reach his fucking 2 liter of Coke to you?
Oh, God. How old is B-Shaps?
22.
Is he?
21, 22, something like that.
B-Shaps, what are you, 22? How old is that in Jewish years?
How old is that in Jew?
How much does your bank account grow by each year?
Why am I'm still thinking he's like a young pup.
Maybe
that
he is.
That is young.
Well, I didn't think he was old enough to drink.
Oh, well, who isn't? Who cares?
Yeah, no.
I support underage drinking, especially if you're hot and young and slutty.
Oh, okay.
And Jewish.
I relate it to Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
My Jovi.
Mi Jovi.
Yeah, I don't think that took off, unfortunately, for that guy.
No.
I haven't heard it since.
He's 21. Okay.
So he could definitely come to Asbury one day and go to a show with you.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should take him out drinking, get him blitzed.
Yeah.
Get him blitzkrieged.
Blitzkrieged.
Oh, man, I'm getting Auschwitz tonight.
Wow.
Anyway. Bruce.
Yeah, I'm getting Auschwitz faced.
Wow.
Yep.
I just Auschwitz my... pants?
Well, while we're going on the topic of like racism,
Well,
I want to save this. A friend of mine on Facebook posted a picture about some John Wayne movie he was watching, and he had never known that in this particular movie was George Takei and some other yellow man. Okay? And I thought it was hilarious, whatever, because like think about John Wayne on a set with that guy. Like for he's like, make sure those two yellow pilgrims there remember their lines. I don't want them fucking up my movie. They should be making railroads, see? And like, just think about it. If he had known at the time that he was gay, because he obviously hadn't come out, could you imagine John Wayne like...
Who's the loose wrist chink?
He didn't come out for 50 years after that. Yeah.
Like, who's next? Little Richard? Ooh, shut up. Ooh, shut up.
Loady, low.
Please tell me you have Little Richard sound bites.
Whoops.
But yeah, that's really funny. I don't know what movie it was, but I thought that was pretty funny.
Let's look it up.
I don't think John Wayne was known for being very tolerant.
I would imagine not, but you never know.
No, I'm pretty sure he wasn't.
Yeah, well, maybe they blew each other. You don't know.
Oh, dude, I doubt it.
Oh, man. I don't even know what the hell George Takei's been in aside from... Wow, he has 203 credits. I thought this was going to be easy.
Nope.
All right.
Most of them are in like the last 5 years, probably.
Yeah, I know.
Coming out of the closet was the best thing he ever did.
Yeah, we got to try getting back in.
I'm guessing the Green Berets. 1968 American War set in Vietnam.
Of course.
John Wayne, George Takei.
And some other
David Jansen, Jim Hutton, and Aldo Ray.
Could be. Not sure. I'd have to look it up.
Hmm.
That might be it.
Aldo.
Aldo's coming out next.
Yeah, there's a...
There he is.
Oh, my.
Look at him. He's like, I bet he's got a big one.
Wow.
I bet his ball.
Didn't we have George call in a few times?
We did.
Yeah, he did. Right as he came out of the closet.
Yes. Yes. I think George. It was like literally like weeks before.
It was like a week before, and then we called him back after he was outed, and that is going to be on one of our Aristobits is the George Takei and William Shatner little feud that they had on the show.
Yes.
And I got no fucking bars.
And I'm
no bars.
I'm going to just assume everyone knows the air quotes that I'm putting up.
What's
here.
The air quotes, Derek?
For everything I just said.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
George Takei. William Shatner. So. Yeah.
Tell you what, you gay little gook. Get away from me.
It's not easy being gay, Pilgrim.
What kind of boat did you come over on? Wasn't the Mayflower, was it?
Listen here, Rice Patty. My eyes are up here.
Oh, my.
That was a little too good.
Whoops.
Sorry.
A little bit.
I'll have to give the bad news to George.
Well, but, well, but.
Poor George. Poor George.
And so many random people will post his stuff. He's become such like a internet celebrity.
Yeah. Oh God. He's
anything he posts, millions of idiots.
He posts a lot of the stupid, like silly, like
gay stuff.
Not always gay. Just like little things.
Anytime there is a gay thing in the media,
yeah, he's behind it.
Yeah,
he's on the knees in front of it.
Recently was it yesterday when Ireland? Voted for. Gay equality. Oh,
put it in me dumper.
Put it in me dumper.
That never meant more now than it does now.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Which one of you left a dildo in the bathroom? Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
I'm supposed to put my weight here. I'm supposed to put it there. Where's it supposed to go?
Wow.
Where am I meant to stand? Where is it meant to go?
Where am I meant to go? Anyway.
There is a dildo at the end of the rainbow.
There's a bathhouse at the end of the street.
Stick it in me, dumper.
Yeah. I mean, if the Irish weren't happy and gay before, they really are now.
Oh, God.
It doesn't strike me as a place you're going to find a lot of gay people to begin with.
Well, you're not going to find a lot of gay people anywhere because...
0.18% of the population is gay,
right? All
right.
Do you know that?
Here we go.
When let's ask Derek.
Okay.
What percentage of population do you think is, any one of the spectrum of gay, lesbian, bisexual,
LBGDPWQ?
I call them McBLTs.
LGBT.
Yeah. Something. And there's more now. There's question mark.
LGBTs.
Yeah.
The value menu.
What percentage of the population do you think falls under any one of those categories?
You know what I. Honestly, couldn't even fathom, but I will take a guess and say 15 to 20%.
Two?
Oh.
Now, the thing is...
Is that loud?
What?
Are they that loud?
That loud.
Wow.
Now, here's the thing.
Loud and queer.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
We're here. We're queer. We will not disappear.
Now listen to me, loud and queer, Yellow Pilgrim.
We're barely here. We're really fucking loud.
They really are the 2%.
It's like Jews. Same thing with Jews. You think they're everywhere.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, there's only, what, 15 million Jews?
Probably not even. Those numbers are probably inflated.
But anyway.
What?
The point is, your answer is actually very common.
Yeah.
A lot of people, and especially millennials, when asked that question, they say it's like 30 to 40%. That is insane. That is completely insane. Do you know 3 out of 10 people who are gay in your life? Like, no, you don't. You don't.
I do, actually.
1 or 2 out of 100.
We've met a lot.
Yeah, but I mean... I don't know. I know like
wow, and you know what?
1,000 people. I probably know about like maybe 15 gay people.
Not even 1.7 to 1.8
out of that whole spectrum.
Yeah,
even like the question.
The Williams Institute, a UCLA School of Law, a sexual orientation law think tank, released a study in April 2011. So it's a little old. Estimating, based on its research, that 1.7% of American adults identify as gay or lesbian.
As American.
While another 1.8% identify as bisexual.
Okay. So
I don't think we're going to count those. I wouldn't.
You probably can't count maybe half to three quarters of that, but that's getting into the guessing game. But regardless, it's a very small percentage. Very, very small.
So the gay population isn't exploding all over?
No, it's not exploding anywhere.
Well, they are, just...
Yeah.
Not figuratively.
Anyway. But yeah, no, it's remarkable.
How many excessively fat gay people are there? Because Matt really hates
them. Actually, probably not many.
Yeah, they're usually one or the other, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can.
Well, let's go to Asbury and find out, because guess what? You're going to find a lot of them there.
Overweight population, bisexual orientation.
Oh, hey, gang, going to the Club Paradise.
You know what? They probably are basically
fatty.
Either
what
way.
Do you want for Christmas? And the club coming. You hear that?
Wow.
What was that?
I got a gargling.
Was that your ass? That,
it might have been.
Was that butt, a butt gurgle?
Your mic was nowhere near it.
It was a burgle.
Wasn't that loud?
It was very loud. Was
like, we went to Outback before the show.
Oh,
so you
his
know,
microphone is
I can
by his
smell
mouth.
Your Outback.
yeah.
Plus the whiskey doesn't help. Yeah. Well, Matt hates fat gay people.
But anyway.
The Shaps kid is all right, though.
Whoops.
As long as he doesn't come out.
Yeah. Percentage of adults, this is just a random. Oh, this is from the CDC. So not that random. percent of adults aged 20 years and older who are obese.
Oh, boy.
What would you guess, Matt?
Obese?
This is from, obese.
Oh, jeez. 30%?
Steve, what would you guess?
Obese?
Yeah,
like fucking 40% or something.
You guys are pretty close. 35.1%.
Yeah, the numbers are climbing.
All right, now, percent of adults aged 20 years or older who are overweight, including obesity.
Oh, 70.
Steve?
Oh, absolutely. Probably like 60 or 70.
69.
Yeah, wow.
This kind of stuff I've like kind of researched before, so a little bit of a...
You just want to see where you stand?
A little bit of previous...
How fat am I? I mean, everybody says I'm fat.
Oh, thank God I'm not the minority.
Whoops. You want to be the minority.
I don't quite yet.
I'm not overweight. I'm just a majority. I can't stand being a minority.
I'm majorly overweight.
I'm fat, but I don't wash myself with a rag on a stick yet, so I'm not that
I'm
fat.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I believe it. Children. Percent of adolescents aged 12 to 19 who are obese.
That's a pretty high
number.
Like,
I don't really see many fat kids anymore.
Oh, I do.
This is obese.
Obese? It's clinical.
I mean, that's...
Dude, we're all obese, and think about that.
I would assume that the number would increase as time goes on. So I would say like 25.
Steve, what would you say?
Yeah, I guess something like that.
So you're just going to agree with whatever.
Well, I wouldn't say much higher.
Yeah,
I wouldn't think.
18.4.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a little, little
percent of children aged, that was 12 through 19. So now we're going to do 6 to 11 who are obese.
Might actually be a little more, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
Could be.
That might be the 25%.
Yeah, because kids as they're
because
aging.
Because kids are naturally chubbier.
Yeah.
18.
Oh. 18, so it's the same.
Now this is obese, not overweight.
Obese.
Yeah, so this is just obesity. They don't have overweight.
Okay.
So I guess a child is just either...
Yeah, you're just normal or fucking fat.
Now,
get over it.
2 to 5.
Mm.
Children 2 to 5 who are obese.
That I have no idea.
Yeah.
God, I couldn't even...
12.1.
Wow.
Okay, so it does increase over time.
Those are like the people that go on Maury with their kid that has like...
Whoa.
He looks like the Michelin man.
Yeah,
he's 3 years old. Well, he just wants pancakes and cheeseburgers every morning, so I just give it to him.
Cheeseburger pancakes.
And according to the Wall Street Journal... 29% of the world population is overweight.
They mean Western world.
No, that's the whole world.
I know, but think about it.
Yeah. How many in Africa?
No, they're claim to fame is AIDS, all right?
Well,
so don't take that away from them.
That's the 70% right there.
30 million people.
That's where the gift givers are.
Bug chasers and gift givers.
Yeah.
Remember those?
How could I forget?
I'm going to put a video on here.
Let's see it.
There was a little problem with a Dallas High School yearbook.
Oh, okay.
So, okay.
I think I know this one.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's play it. Yeah.
Was this the girl?
See what happened. Oh, so you guys heard this?
I think we heard about this.
Maybe.
Annual at Dallas's
I didn't watch the video.
W.T. White High School has been recalled after it was published with insults and
Whitey
messages
White?
Below some students.
Yeah, right?
Whitey White.
Whitey story White. Only. Ray Vieta is at the school tonight. Ray, some of what was printed is really heartless.
Oh, no, I don't think I know about this.
It is, Brian. The yearbook is supposed to serve as a way for students to remember their time at school with joy. Instead, for some students here at W.T. White, This book has caused them heartbreak, and it's outraged parents who are calling this a real-life burn book.
Should have a black guy hanging from the tree.
I went in there.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
Oh,
yay, God. It's here. The thing that I've been waiting for is here.
I've been waiting for 4 years. Because I should have graduated 4 years ago.
This girl is like a... how what would you think she weighs?
She's a mongoloid for sure, but she's...
Wow, she's definitely Mongolian.
She's probably 250.
She's a chubby little girl. I can't tell how tall she is.
I'm just wondering where this is going, because I don't know anything about
her. She's at least 200 pounds.
She's definitely Mexican.
Definitely ghastly.
Yeah. Well, this is Texas. So.
She looks like East Indian.
She looks like Buddha. She looks like the Buddha. Okay.
Given where she is, I would say.
Yeah,
she's,
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm
she's
dying
no
to know
fucking
where
Aztec.
No. She's like a Mexican Mama June.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like either got a lazy eye or a glass eye.
Yeah.
I know. It's like, well, if
the camera guy was eating a sandwich, so the one eye just kind of drifted off.
We are being cruel and just nasty right now because this girl has problems.
It's comedy.
Well, we were just talking about obesity.
Yeah. That's okay. Not the point, though.
All right, let's get to the meat of this.
This girl has,
I'm dying to hear
this girl has, is like slow.
The thing that I've been waiting for is here, finally.
Filled with memories of the last 4 years at this school that had become a second home, this moment should have been a happy one for Juanita Cedillo.
For them
Juanita.
Like that's Juanita. Not okay. It just really isn't.
Instead, it was painful under her picture where a quote would go, an insult.
Want to hear the most annoying noise in the world? I questioned myself. I'm like, what could be that annoying noise? Was it my voice?
What?
Angering her mother, who calls the police.
Oh my God.
She has hand crutches. This is that's not the story I thought it was.
That is fucked up.
I didn't see that part.
Oh my God.
All right.
Oh,
so then
that
they
is fucked up.
Yeah. I'm,
wow.
I'm not making fun of her anymore, but.
Well, I told you she's got problems.
Yeah.
But this is not the story I'm talking about.
No. Well, this is just.
Like, how'd that get in there?
She has cerebral palsy.
She's the. Oh, maybe they talk about it. All right, so she has cerebral palsy. So she's a bigger gal, we'll just say.
She's a junkie. You know?
And she's got the
she looks
crutches.
Like a typical Mexican with hand crutches.
But
honestly.
You know what? To be honest, she's got some pretty nice hand crutches. They're pink.
They're magenta.
Designer. Magenta. Thank you. They're fuchsia.
Yes. Which affected more her legs than her arms.
It affected more her legs than her appetite.
Preemie. Period. She wasn't even supposed to be born.
When and I wish she wasn't. That was mean.
Offended.
Why would you hurt somebody? Why? Just because you didn't like them?
Damn, she's really like out there.
Innuendos.
Oh shit!
Under one picture, the quote: "The only negativity around here should be a pregnancy test." In outrage.
Did you see the Teen Mom one?
I'm a graduate of.
Hang on.
Just because this you didn't like them.
I gotta reach. They went by so quick. All right, so there's one that says. When do I get the call from Teen Mom?
Oh, that's awesome. Somebody had a real sense of humor
she's
doing
probably
this.
Like a real hoe.
This is nothing but a hive.
This is nothing but a hive, and I am
she's
the one
probably
queen
a real hot
bee.
Oh,
too.
You know she is.
I can tell from the hair.
And then, what is this?
I don't know. Something about Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, she thought that chicken of the sea was chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And the only negativity around here should be a pregnancy test.
That's funny.
Picture the quote. The only negativity around here should be a pregnancy test.
I just said that.
It outraged parents like Monty Walker.
I'm a graduate of W.T. White, and it tarnished the reputation
and he
of
is
my
Whitey White.
High school. And
they graduated with coloreds. We didn't have that when I was a youth.
He confronted the principal, who in the yearbook is listed as the advisor to the group. The yearbook staff even acknowledged her help
font.
Proofreading the book.
You know,
it's awful.
Somebody had to
put that in a publication.
Yeah, why was there no faculty member who reviewed
this mistake?
The Dallas ISD tells NBC5 the district is in the process of reviewing the complete contents of the yearbook, as well as determining the individuals responsible for the unfortunate quotations. Distribution of the yearbook has been ceased until corrections can be made and new yearbooks are printed. Juanita would like her quote corrected too, and has one picked out.
We were thinking about doing it.
Be the change you wish to see in the world.
That's enough.
Oh, and they just cut her off.
You know what's really remarkable? She tells me after all that heartbreak, after
she's
all
ready for a hamburger.
Tears, she forgives whoever was responsible
you.
For those mean quotes.
Sorry.
Meanwhile, I can tell you the Dallas ISD tells us it's taken back 90% of these yearbooks.
So that means so there's still some out
all
there?
All I can tell you is that there's some evil Republican behind this who did this.
Good thing we got rid of all the books And then we printed all of the quotes on the news and put it on the internet for the world to see.
And the internet is essentially eternal.
It really is forever.
As long as like there's humans electricity and internet, it's there.
If you were going to get a good laugh out of that and you've seen it, you got a good laugh.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That is going to be on YouTube or something forever. You can go to the Wayback Machine of the internet and you can look at our page from 2006.
Certainly can.
You can do anything.
Yeah, and you know, I know exactly who was responsible because he was an alumni, John Wayne.
Wow.
An alumnus, I should say.
Alumnus.
Well, look at this fat little Mexican with the rickety hands.
Rickety hands.
Let's do something funny for her.
She is also that. Well, you know, let's, you know, she's got her up and comings. She's a school. She's the prom queen.
Wow. Oh, I hate when they do that.
She was the prom queen.
I hate when they do that because that's just like so condescending and patronizing.
You know what?
Because there's some pretty white girl who couldn't be prom queen.
Then they just shouldn't do it.
I'm going to say fucking.
I'm going to say this right now.
Okay.
I can understand from the perspective of the sympathy or mercy, whatever it might be.
You see where they're coming from.
Of the student body to say, you know what, this poor girl is probably never going to achieve anything in her life. We'll give her this so she can remember this.
Yeah,
whatever,
I get
right?
that. But.
I can understand that. However, recently there was a transgendered prom queen,
mm-hmm.
a boy who was voted prom queen. Just some boy with long blonde hair pretending to be a girl.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Don't you have to be biologically a girl? Like what? Like
not
how
anymore.
Could you even? How could your name be on the ballot? You know what I'm saying? Like it's
not
that's,
anymore.
And then think about the poor prom king that has to stand up there. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm standing next to a dude. This is awesome.
I'm supposed to be banging this person.
I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
Banging.
That's like usually how it goes, right?
Yeah.
Like,
pretty much.
Even if they're not banging, it's like all
that's
right.
Not
well,
encouraged,
we have
but
to bang
it's
now.
It is definitely a rite of passage. So to speak. Usually it's a couple. It's usually like the most attractive couple of a school or something like that. But think about it.
I don't even think they do that anymore.
What's that?
They're probably doing away with
like
it.
Like the most attractive.
No,
nah,
they probably
stuff.
Don't.
Yeah, because now everybody has to get a trophy.
You can't handle it anymore.
Yeah,
we can
they
handle
just,
it.
They have to be like completely factual superlatives. Like they have to be like, you know.
The most sterilized possible
yes,
awards. Like
the bluest shoes.
Yeah.
The tallest.
Absolute tallest.
Yes.
The absolute like bluest eyes or nicest eyes. That's even subjective.
You can't do that. You can't do that. Huh. Highest marks.
Because a fat girl with one glass eye is like, what about my eyes?
What about my nice eye? What about that? But seriously, like I can almost forgive that, right? But the boy being prom queen, no, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's done intentionally to like fly in the face of any sense of tradition.
Absolutely.
all it's there for,
no other reason. The story that I thought this was going to be is the one where they actually left out the special needs kids from the yearbook.
Oh, shit.
Because they were like in their like 20s. They were like 20, 21 years old. And they claimed that there wasn't enough room in the yearbook for them. And also they claim that, well, they're in their post-graduation years, so that's why they're not being put in the yearbook anymore.
Well, I mean,
that is incredible.
That was, like, true, though. I mean, that is true.
In a way, but, I mean, they're still a part of the school. It's not but that's still hilarious that they decided they tried to get away with that.
They were
that's
just
what
like,
I thought the story
they were like,
was
I don't even think these kids can read.
it comes a point where it becomes intentional. Like they have to go above and beyond to like overcompensate.
Bring up the transgendered.
Oh God,
prom queen.
Oh.
Well, one last thing I want to say about her is she chooses to quote Gandhi.
Uh huh.
But I really wish what she would take from him is his eating habits.
Whoa. Or how he got murdered.
Put down those grits. Sit in with some spinach.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Sorry, Juanita.
There's a couple of them.
There's multiple.
There's one in Utah, one in California. Yep.
Dude, that Teen Mom one was actually
the
best.
I think it's the Utah one.
Utah?
Well, they don't put up with nothing over there.
Salt Lake City, I want to say.
Yeah.
Very liberal town in Utah. Otherwise conservative Utah. There it is.
All right, well, she's not bad looking.
She.
That's a boy.
That's a man. It's an 18-year-old
man. Oh, God, he's awful, though.
He's got nice hair.
It's pretty hair.
It's probably a wig.
Looks better than Bruce Jenner.
It does.
No, he doesn't.
But
did you say Bruce? Bruce! Play the Dancing in the Dark song.
So, anyway, yeah. Is there a... There's no video.
He has even more to smile about.
I look for one.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's a picture of him standing in, like, a dress next to the prom king, who's just this, like...
Oh, here's the, here's the California one.
Oh, no.
My God.
Angie Esteban.
This is, like...
This has to stop.
So what happens now if, like, during, like, homecoming...
I'm going to pick one of them up right? One of these days on the street.
So what happens if, like, one of these transgendered... See, it's funny because they say transgendered girl, but that actually means... Boy, it's like biologically a boy, so you say transgendered and then the opposite of what they really are. Mm-hmm. So what happens if one of these transgendered girls wants to dance with one of these boys? Like, the boy's gonna say no, and then they're gonna be like chastised for it.
Oh my God, it gets worse and worse, and this I can't tell who's who.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
It looks almost like that guy from the B-52s.
Transvestite prom queen. Not even transgendered. Like, literally just transvestite. That doesn't count. It does not count. It's like you could go stand
yes,
up there.
It does.
And you could laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Okay, and now the real prom queen. You know? Like,
you know, pour some pig's blood on them and then move on.
We got the prom faggot.
Wow. And then we need transgendered bathrooms. You know that Google Facebook or some social media site recognizes like 60 different genders?
That's not possible.
No, it's not.
There's only two.
There's two.
There's only two.
Because gender refers to the... Like,
the plumbing. The actual...
Exactly.
That kid is not liking this. It's got an arm around him.
I don't know. That guy looks a little effeminate. Doesn't that kid look like Crumb?
It does. Wow.
What, our Crumb?
No, this kid I grew up with.
Oh. But look at this. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's just... Do that shit on your own time, dude.
On your own time.
That's going to be my default. You know, when somebody asks me to do something, I'm just going to be like, do that shit on your own time.
I'm not totally... Like, people, do whatever you want. You know, I don't care. But like,
this is the in-your-face thing.
This is the stuff where it's being pushed.
This is the in-your-face thing.
Like... Oh, it's being overcompensated. Like, we had to go out of our way to do this.
This does not belong.
Tell you what, he's got a sexy clavicle, though. Wow. Good than that.
Man, look at that thing.
A nice Adam's apple.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to lick it.
Sure.
Yeah, just, I had long hair in high school. I didn't want to be a girl.
Nope.
I want to be a girl.
Nope.
Didn't want to be.
No, you just like long hair.
Yep. If this kid's okay with it or not, doesn't matter. He shouldn't have to he shouldn't have to be put in that situation is what I'm saying.
Because we're just dancing with the dude. Do, 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 do.
Everything goes back to Bruce. Dancing with the cock.
I'm just sucking on his cock.
Damn. Yeah, that's the next thing. It's like, and by the way, son, you better not make a scene about this. You might have to suck his dick.
It's tradition in Utah.
Well, what was I listening to? Oh, something about
your
talking about-
guns in my thigh.
Wow.
I'm not packing any heat.
Streets of Philadelphia has a new meaning now.
Damn.
There's like all gay schools out in San Francisco or something.
That should make you happy.
No, but like it's just like what if you want to be integrated, why do you have to be separated, you know?
You gotta keep.
If it's
separated.
Normal,
so they can do this stuff without people like assholes like us.
What do you think Jim looks like? Like, shoot it! Oh, come on! He's so super.
Wow.
So, what do they all use the same bathroom?
No, they play field hockey.
So, if they're queers, is it all unisex? Like one bathroom?
Queers.
It's like one big like the military where they just use one latrine.
I guess. Well, I mean, if it's just an all gay school, then it's just all gay boys. Is that it?
Well, that's what I mean. There could be gay girls, and then what? They switch bathrooms?
I don't know.
It's like a Chinese fire drill.
Well, is there an all lesbian school? You got to differentiate.
Well, gay means whatever to most people. Gay means you're just either a man or a woman that likes the opposite, you know, same sex.
Nope.
That was a South Park episode recently.
No, I know, but your average person wouldn't differentiate.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is if they make an all-gay school, they're probably going to go by the fucking... What do they call it? The weights and measures,
like the golden standard.
Standards and practices of the of the actual communities. So there would be a difference between a gay school and a lesbian school.
Sure,
whatever. I know too much about this. I don't like it.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I, to be honest with me, I'm just making jokes. But like, I could care less. But don't force it on me either. Just leave me be. You do your thing. I do mine. I don't. You know, I don't force what I do on Matt and Derek. Well, I don't say, well, you got to like what I like. No. Yep. We all like different stuff. You happen to like cock, that's okay.
Whoops. I like taking big dumps, and I got to do one.
Yeah.
Can you wait 10 minutes to the end of the show?
I think so.
Really?
What? You really can't wait.
I'm like on that borderline right now where it's like it's an emergency.
What?
Fuck you.
If I could fart right now, I might be okay.
What?
Jesus. We have two deaths to go over.
Uh-oh.
The first is Mr. John Nash.
Yes, I meant to bring that up.
Killed in a car crash on the Jersey...
On the Jersey Turnpike. He was going to Asbury. He was going to see the Pixies. Yeah, right. He's like, who's that, a queer group now?
Where is my beautiful mind?
Yep.
Of course, he
is... It's on the pavement.
Jesus Christ.
That was pretty hardcore. I do have to give a shout out to Steve though, because Eric posted this, our friend Eric, on his Facebook, and Steve just put -2.
Wow.
Because it was him and his wife. Oh man.
Yes, John Nash, of course, the subject of A Beautiful Mind, the Russell Crowe flick.
Yes.
The guy who saw crazy people.
Weird.
He was like a math genius.
They never get older.
Little psycho himself.
So he died on the Jersey Turnpike.
In a taxi. Who the fuck takes a taxi on the turnpike?
Was this today or yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Okay, so he could have been on his way to see the Pixies.
He very well could have been.
Yeah.
Yep, well, he's gone.
Tonight I'm going to crash that car.
He couldn't calculate that fucking risk.
I'm sure he saw it coming a mile away. That little girl just poked her head between the seats. You're going to die now.
See, I never saw it.
Wow. She never gets older.
I wish I had seen it so I could reference it.
Oh, sorry.
I don't really care. I never will, just for jokes.
Also, Ben Stiller's mom died.
Oh, wow, really?
And Mara. Mom of Ben Stiller, wife of Jerry Stiller.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of course.
Jewish.
Just going to point that out.
I thought that was part of the story.
85 years young.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Jerry and Ben. Ben and Jerry.
Ben and Jerry are going to be sticking together now.
Jerry's dead mom.
Okay.
Dead Yenta.
Wow.
Dude, we are relentless.
We are relentless.
We really are.
Oh, it's not me.
Steve is a character that I play on The Aristocrats.
Dude, it's this Outback. I'm just like, I can't stop.
Dude, are you two going to have to share a toilet?
I might use the tub, dude.
Twink toilet.
It's not a tub. It's a standing shower.
Good, then you can stand
up. You're just going to mash it down there?
I'll sit while Matt stands.
You're just going to like John Nash grapes. It down there?
Yeah, it's going to look like this.
It's going to be like stomping grapes.
Did they do that Family Guy with
yes,
Brian?
Did, with
Brian
Stewie.
Broke his leg, or was it Stewie?
Stewie.
I can't breathe.
Well, what did she die from? Just old age, or
being an old Jew?
They don't die, dude. They're like mummies.
They're mummies.
I'm trying to get some info. I'm just asking.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-lum-lum.
She died yesterday, Saturday.
Hmm.
She was texting John Nash.
Anybody important die?
Fuck. Oh, I'm taking Steve's place this week.
Damn.
It doesn't say, actually, how she died, but she was 85, so it could have been...
Because they control
the media.
It could
have been a hangnail, for all we know. Mm. Oh, wow. They're showing video of her
dying
when she was young. No.
Dying.
I never actually watched video of her and Jerry. when they were young.
It's probably a good reason.
Carson and stuff. Wow. Really different. We'll do one more and then Matt can take his shit.
Dump, 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 dump.
That's going to be another hour.
I'm holding it. I'm good.
So what do you think the worst thing that can happen while taking a selfie is?
Oh, I don't know. Getting hit by a car.
Getting hit by a car? Steve, what do you think the worst thing that can happen?
Standing on the turnpike, getting hit by John Hicks. I don't know. I'm getting hit by something. I mean,
by lightning.
I saw the one idiot taking a selfie, and the conductor kicked him in the head. Mm-hmm. It's one of the greatest videos.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the greatest videos I've ever seen.
That was great
because he was standing too close to the tracks.
Well, what if you're a Russian woman, 21 years old, and you're taking a selfie while pointing a 9mm handgun to your head?
Oops!
Oh no.
Yeah.
She pulled the wrong button. She pushed the wrong button.
Yeah. She went to take the picture, and she shot herself in that.
Oh, so I hope she's dead.
I don't know.
Russia is just an absurd wasteland to me.
It really is. Like, and now, I mean, with the advent of the dash cam over these last few years.
Oh, my God. Do you see those videos?
Oh, I love them. I love all of them.
They're so over the top. And everybody in there, as far as I'm concerned, will fight at the drop of a hat.
Yes.
Because every video, somebody's fighting somebody else.
Somebody causes an accident, then they get out of the car and they fight the person that they injured.
Yes.
That's what happens.
She's in serious condition, so she's not dead yet.
Well, so she didn't get hit by an asteroid or something.
And there was a Mexican man who did this, which I think we actually covered on the show.
Maybe.
Make sure the gun isn't loaded. I mean, how stupid are you?
Well.
And I bet you it is something as stupid as you're going to take the picture. Well, you're probably using your right hand for the gun, and you're using your left hand for
your
the phone.
Your dominant hand takes over.
So your dominant hand takes over. Instead of clicking the phone, you literally pull the trigger.
But why do you have a loaded gun to your head?
Because they're stupid.
I'm going to be very sexy on Facebook. Oh, no.
Russian roulette.
Niet.
Lana say, do not pull wrong trigger.
Rusev say, you should be dead, asshole.
You make me weak.
Yeah. That's just social Darwinism at its best.
Love it.
And I love it.
Wish it would happen more.
I love it.
I wish it would happen more.
Oh, Bishop's left. Maybe he didn't think it was a funny show.
Wow.
Fuck him.
Then let's just talk about Jews now.
Juice.
I want some orange juice.
Orange juice. Okay.
Yeah.
That's hope you Jews wisely. Dun, dun, dun.
You're trying to Jew down the price? Oh, wait.
No.
Anyway.
Well, that was a nice, consistent show.
Yeah.
Solid.
Went by quick.
Hopefully my shit will be solid, too.
Oh, I'm processing that.
Doubt it.
Matt's going to be processing some fucking feces.
I was actually half hoping that you guys would be hungry coming here.
Sorry.
Why, you want to go out afterwards?
Well, I was, if you were going to order food or something.
I'm stuffed, dude.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I had half an order
of
quesadillas.
It's coming out.
I didn't even finish
what?
The burger.
It's on the way.
I had about two-thirds of my fries, two-thirds of my burger, and all the mac and cheese.
All the mac and
it
cheese.
It was good.
In the restaurant.
Yeah.
In the restaurant. Around the restaurant. And coming into the restaurant.
They had to close the restaurant.
So, yeah, aristocratsradio.com. You can download the show, do whatever. We're still posting the best ofs, the Aristo bits.
Yes.
If you go on the show and you see them, what they are is, we've been doing the show for about 10 years now, in September. Wow, that was a perfect pour, man.
It was.
Some people have perfect Guinness pours. Yeah. You have perfect Coca-Cola pour.
You can just barely get the
I know.
Bottle,
you got to get the one up with Steve and doing the Hitler thing.
Oh, we'll be getting them all up.
Led to the ring by the sensational Stalin.
we're just getting into that now. We have what, four episodes up, and I'm going through, and hopefully you guys, if you come up with something funny, just let me know the date and the time.
I can definitely do that.
Yeah. And
I'm still unemployed, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So I got plenty of time to sit home.
So we'll be chopping those up and bringing them to you. They're not available anywhere else, so we're chopping them up and giving you the best bits. And we'll be doing those. And no show next week.
No.
Negative.
We're not going to do Saturday or try Saturday?
If we can do Saturday, that would be okay.
All right, let me know.
I'm not going to be here Sunday.
No.
I thought you're not going to be here either.
I don't have to go to Philly till like 7 or 8.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So if we can do early Saturday. Yeah. All right, so maybe a show next week. Ooh. So for those of you listening live,
super.
No one. keep listening.
Nicked.
And if not, we will see you on Thursday.
Yeah.
Bye.